last month, we told you about a group of hackers that were apparently very much against adultery. They threatened to expose personal information from dating site AshleyMadison.com if the site refused to close up shop. The website did not cave to the hackers' demands, and today client information was released first on the dark web, next on Reddit, and finally fashioned into a handy searchable database where you or your spouse can find out if your information is in there. Now, every time my secret sources tried to check this website, it was down, as you see here. For the record, Ashley Madison is not just for cheaters. It's also for those interested in casual relationships. And since we're not really dealing in true authenticity here, it's entirely possible that lists of information has been doctored. And just because someone's name and information is in there does not necessarily mean that they use the site. However, Avid Life Media, the company who owns Ashley Madison, has confirmed that at least some of the data released is from Ashley Madison customers. Also, multiple sources report finding their personal information in the data dump. New numbers from intuitive analytics platform Parsley say that Facebook has not only beaten Google in referrals to news stories, it is now well ahead of the search engine. Facebook accounted for about 43% of traffic to news sites, while Google accounted for just 38%. Now, I should say that this statistic is based on Parsley's client list, which is an impressive portfolio of news sites, including Wired, The Atlantic, Reuters, The Daily Telegraph, Mashable, The Next Web, and Business Insider. Also, while no one denies the increase in social news sharing, Parsley says that a change in Google's referral practices may also have played a role. Google has stopped showing publishers what keywords were used to direct the most traffic to their articles for security reasons, or possibly because they don't want publishers to decrypt their secret sauce algorithm. Samsung offered a little teaser today on the new Samsung Gear 2 smartwatch that TechCrunch is calling the answer to the Apple Watch. Now, we don't know very much. It's round. It does look very cool. My sources say it uses Tizen again instead of Android Wear. And Samsung is probably planning a big unveil at IFA. That's the annual Mini Mobile World Congress Consumer Electronics Show held in Berlin on September 5th. Does your drone need a leash? That is the question that Make Magazine is asking in their review of the PhotoKite Fi. It's a fold-up, lightweight drone that just launched an Indiegogo campaign. You can back the project and possibly get yourself a leashed drone for only $279. Make says that a tethered drone reduces the overall weight of the copter by removing the remote control aspect. So it's a bit like a kite. You can check it out. The link is up on our Facebook page. It's like you're